The Greek Way by Edith Hamilton. Preface. The first edition of The Greek Way was an incomplete work. A number of the writers of the great age of Greece were discussed in it, but others, quite as notable and important, were omitted. The result was a picture of Greek thought and art at the time of their highest achievement, with some of the very greatest thought and art left out. The poet Pindar, for instance, put by the Greeks themselves in the same class with Aeschylus. The two historians, Herodotus and Thucydides, still foremost among the historians of the world. There cannot indeed be any real perception of the breadth and depth and splendour of the intellectual life in 5th-century Athens without some knowledge of Herodotus, with his keen curiosity and warm humanity, and the profundity of thought and sombre magnificence of Thucydides. The present volume has made good the former omissions. All the writers of the Periclean age are considered. I have felt, while writing these new chapters, a fresh realization of the refuge and strength the past can be to us in the troubled present. Let us keep our silent sanctuaries, Senancour wrote, for in them the eternal perspectives are preserved. Religion is the great stronghold for the untroubled vision of the eternal, but there are others too. We have many silent sanctuaries in which we can find a breathing space, to free ourselves from the personal, to rise above our harassed and perplexed minds, and catch sight of values that are stable, which no selfish and timorous preoccupations can make waver, because they are the hard-won and permanent possession of humanity. Excellence, said Aristotle, much laboured for by the race of men. When the world is storm-driven, and the bad that happens and the worst that...